1-800-449-8686. This is the number one rated Phil Henry Show. An angry Bobby Knight returned to Indiana University Sunday night, promising to tell his side of the story that led to his dismissal. Bobby Knight, after some 29 years as the head coach, and if you're not a basketball coach, or if you're not a basketball fan, or not even a sports fan, I think you're going to find this hour interesting because this goes beyond basketball and sports. This goes to the question of sports and its position in our society, and athletics and its position at the university level, and just how much athletics and sports can get away with in the name of making a dollar for a university or making money in the culture at large. Now, before we went to our break last hour, we asked people to call and give us their take on the Bobby Knight situation and the Bobby Knight firing. Our number 1-800-449-8686. We'll just take a call at random here. We've got a gentleman on the line who is a basketball coach from Santa Clarita, sir. Is that it?
Phil, I'm in the Lancaster area.
You're in Lancaster, California, and you apparently you are a basketball coach at the intermediate level?
No, I coach elementary school basketball, which is my son's basketball team, and I do coach some middle school.
Okay, tell us what you think about this.
Well,
because it says here on the screen that you're a Bobby Knight fan.
I'm like very many other Americans, Phil. I'm very sad to see Coach Knight. I'm sad to see his tenure at the University of Indiana, and I think all Americans recognize the debt that we owe to Coach Knight for his teaching expertise. If it hadn't been for Coach Knight, I would not be in basketball. I fell in love with basketball because of Coach Knight. I know that there are a great many Americans who would know nothing about basketball were it not for Coach Knight.
But what about his firing? Do you think he should have been fired? Apparently, he put his hands on, for those of you who are not up to speed on the story, forgive me. Apparently, he put his hands on a student. He grabbed some student who said, "Hey, Knight, how you doing?" He grabbed the kid, this is allegedly, and said...
And I'm glad you put the word allegedly in, Mr. Henry, because nothing has been proved yet. And I think a great coach and a great man has been vilified.
Well, anyway, the kid said, "Hey, Knight." And he took great offense at that, or at least was offended, and looked to correct him by saying, "My name is Mr. Knight or Coach Knight. It's not Hey Knight."
That's correct.
Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Henry, I was sitting there. I was talking to the man who you have answering your phone. Said, "There used to be a TV show a few years back. There's a little thing called Kung Fu on the ABC television network. And I don't know if you ever had occasion to watch it."
I did a couple times.
All right. That was a show called Kung Fu. And it was on the ABC television network.
Yeah.
And it was about a Chinaman who was all peaceful and stuff until he had to beat hell out of someone. But when he did beat hell out of them, they learned a lesson in how to get along with people. Okay? And Coach Knight, in a lot of ways, is like the Kung Fu guy. He's a Zen. Do you know about Zen Buddhism, sir? Are you familiar?
Well, I'm familiar with a couple of levels of Buddhism, yeah.
All right. He's like a Zen master, except for that. He's not a half-breed, which is what the Kung Fu guy was. Okay? And
now, you're talking about the half-breed on Kung Fu. That was played by John, or was it?
It was David Carradine.
Okay.
And he was a half-breed because his mama was Chinese and his father was American. But he comes to America to beat hell out of people and teach them some respect. That's Bobby Knight to me. I think he's like a Zen master or a Kung Fu master, but he would have to beat hell out of you. But he is not a half-breed, and I would like to say that now.
All right, let me interrupt you here for a minute. What is your name, sir?
My name is Phil. I'm Austin Amok. I'm from Lancaster, California.
Thank you for calling. You're saying that Bobby Knight was like some kind of a religious teacher?
No, I say he was a teacher.
He was a teacher?
He was a teacher of basketball. And he's all-American. And he was one of the winningest coaches. And let me just say something to you right now. Okay? He had taken his team to 3 NCAA championships. He has had taken his team to an NIT title. He has had taken his Pan American gold team and the Olympic gold medal. He's had 486 wins. He's got a 75% winning percentage. Indiana has had played in 16 NCAA tournaments. The Hoosiers have won 10 Big Ten championships. He was Big Ten coach of the Year in 1973. Women's Wear Daily named him the number one coach in 1989, and he have had 15 out of 21 years at IU produce seasons of 20-plus victories. I think that needs to be said, and I think that it's a shame and a crime what had happened to Bobby Knight.
I know you're a little bit nervous, and you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Tell me,
because I feel...
You do feel strongly about Bobby Knight, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, I tell you what I'm going to do, Austin. I'm going to keep you on the line, get some other calls from people who may have a difference of opinion.
Well, you know, I understand a lot of people want this man's head on a platter. You understand what I'm saying? They want to stick it in, turn it, then bust it off. And I think that they need to stop and consider what he had been to a lot of people who love basketball.
I understand that, and I just kind of get my phone number out here. Because you are very passionate about Coach Knight, and so many people have been down on him today. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, to talk about Bobby Knight, who was under a zero-tolerance policy at the University of Indiana. If he screwed up one more time, he was out. He allegedly grabbed this student and allegedly might have been obscene with this student, and the university said, well...
And let me tell you one more thing, Mr. Knight. I got nothing to do with Bobby Knight being obscene. That got to do with the fact that they didn't give him the tools the last 2 years, and they didn't give him the players the last 2 years to win an NC2A tournament. And so he's got to take it in the shorts on account of... They won't recruit for him.
All right, well, just hold on for a second, Austin, because I want to get everybody's feeling on this. So Bobby Knight, as you know, fired from the University of Indiana. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Now, Austin, we had a call while you were talking from some people who are close to your situation at the middle school that you teach at, and I don't want to mention the school, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, they mentioned that you've been charged.
No, sir, I have not.
Well, hold on. They say that you were charged under certain guidelines with abusing some players on your basketball team.
No, sir, I treat my players according to the NTOA standards, the National Training of Athlete standards. Okay, now you can call Commissioner Beeman. He'll let you know that I have been that.
Well, apparently you had a player who missed free throws. And he was disciplined by being put in a locker for 2 hours. Is that correct?
Sir, there were air slots in the panels of the locker. The kid could breathe, okay?
Did you put a kid in a locker for 2 hours because he missed free throws?
Sir, this is basketball, and I think you're being a little melodramatic, and I believe this is ambush journalism.
It's not ambush journalism. You called me, okay?
Yes, sir.
So you called me. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm not ambushing you. You called this show, but someone called from your school, and I wanted to ask you, did you stick a kid in a locker for 2 hours because he missed two free throws?
That is totally within NTOA guidelines, and Basketball Commissioner Walt Beeman, and you can call him, too, if you want.
I would like to call
him. I hope you would.
Give me his number.
Yes, sir. Area code 213.
Nope. This is to Commissioner Walt Beeman of the National what?
National Training of Athletes, NTOA.
Okay.
213. 251.
Okay.
3189.
213-251-3189.
Yes, sir, and he'll tell you that putting a kid in a locker, that I did not violate anything, okay? And I told...
What about licking a toilet seat?
That's according to it.
So you had the kid lick a toilet seat after you had sat there doing your business, right?
I had to, yes, sir. I had to do my business. Why?
Then why does the kid come in and lick the toilet seat after you were sitting on it?
That's according to NTOA standards. And
so you're telling me that it's acceptable in basketball to train a kid to shoot free throws by having him lick toilet seats and sit in a locker for 2 hours. Is that correct?
Sir, I was not a call. You know, you're...
Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. You call Commissioner Beeman.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking with this gentleman about Bobby Knight. He claims that Bobby Knight is not only a great coach, he is akin to a Zen master, or as he put it, the guy on Kung Fu who every now and again had to beat hell out of someone to show them how to get along with the human race. And that Bobby Knight in much the same way as part of that mold. Come along, beat hell out of somebody. I got to tell you something right now. My personal opinion, well, I'll let you know what my personal opinion is at the end of the hour, but I am a sports fan, and I'm mindful of what Bobby Knight has contributed to the sport, but I also feel that in many ways...
You were going to go to a commercial, right? Yeah, because...
What, it's a little long-winded?
Yeah, I think...
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, but, all right, we're back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This gentleman on the line, we're talking about Bobby Knight having been fired by the University of Indiana. Bobby Knight, 29 years, grabbed some kid, allegedly, and a zero-tolerance policy for Mr. Knight's antics. They fired him. They told him back in May they weren't going to put up with any more from him. And those of you old enough... to remember Woody Hayes. Woody Hayes was the head football coach at Ohio State, went through much the same thing, slugged some player during a football game, and they finally said, Woody, you're out of here. And Woody Hayes was a legend, every bit the legend in football at Ohio State that Bobby Knight is in basketball at Indiana.
Yeah, but you're bringing up things, Mr. Hendry, that I think is unfair.
Well, we have on the line here Mr. Austin Amarca. He's a basketball coach from Lancaster, California. You... know what I'm talking about. You took a clothes iron and pressed it to some kid's buttocks. Is that right?
Sir, I am trying to instill a discipline in the players. And
let me ask something. Taking a hot clothes iron and pressing it against a kid's buttocks, is that part of the NTOA standards?
That is subject to interpretation. National Training of Athletes, which is a standard guide for training athletes across this country, does have in it a discipline guidebook. And
did you press an iron against a kid's rear end?
Sir, I'm not here to talk about me, okay?
Well, but since you came on the air, I've had a lot of people calling who happen to know who you are, all right?
I don't, no doubt, because we've got good teams.
Well, it's stuffing kids in lockers, I don't think, is part of it. And whatever Bobby Knight did, it's beginning to sound like whatever he did isn't half as bad as what you did with those kids. Here is Brea on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
And I think that's very unfair.
Brea, hello.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
What kind of jackass makes his students or his athletes lick a toilet seat? That's totally child abuse.
Are you an athlete?
Actually, yes, I am.
Okay.
I was a college athlete. I swam through college on a scholarship.
What do you mean calling me a jackass?
Well, I don't know. I can't believe you did something
because
like that.
Because I'm trying to teach these kids to hit free throws. It can come down to it in a basketball game, if you ever played basketball, that a free throw is critical. And that piece of crap kept sitting down while we were running drills, so I made it so he will never sit down during drills.
Well, I understand that a free throw is critical. I certainly watch sports on TV, and I've taken kids in as well.
Licking a toilet seat isn't going to hurt a kid.
Yeah, but it's especially after you had your rear end on it.
That's correct, yes.
That's just sick. I mean, why couldn't you do something else, like
help
making them, do extra sprints or, you know, lifting weights more? Doing
what about running drills?
Something like that.
A lot of times a coach will make them run around the court.
That does not reinforce the need for that kid to get that shot made. Make him run. That isn't going to help him shoot.
Well, licking a toilet seat isn't going to help him shoot.
I guarantee after he licks a toilet seat that my rear end has been on, he'll beg God to help him make free throws. You see what I'm saying, young lady?
I hear what you're saying, but I don't understand what you mean. I certainly don't think that's a good way to make something.
Here's what I'll say this to you. Suppose you were a student of mine, an athlete of mine, and you missed a free throw, and I made you lick the toilet seat where my rear end had just been. Do you think you'll ever miss a free throw again, knowing what you've got in store for you?
You know what?
Come on, yes or no? Yes or no?
You are a pretty whacked coach, I'll tell you that.
Check
it out. If I ever played for you?
Check it out.
No, I would have called the cops on you. You're a sorry son of a bitch.
Hey, wait a second. You know, nobody calls me that.
You know what?
No
I don't even
calls,
know you. So I, you know.
No one calls Austin Amarca that.
You are pretty whacked.
Mr.
I'll tell
Henry,
you that.
You answer the question.
I'll tell you this much. If I knew that you were going to make me lick a toilet seat that your rear end had just been on, I would do anything in my power not to miss a free throw.
There you go. And that lady, you know it's true, too. What do you mean I'm whack? You practice throwing free throws for 10 hours a day so you won't have to lick that toilet seat. And that's what I'm saying.
All right,
well,
but what about, can I ask the lady?
Here's what I'm going to say. I think there are certainly other things you could have done to make your students, or to make your athletes, you know, make all their free throw shots.
Right, right.
But, I mean, you can watch the, you know, basketball players at a national level, and they don't make all their free throws either. And I certainly don't think their coach has made them ever lick a toilet seat.
If you did,
and you know what?
That's according to NTOA standards.
Pardon me?
That's according to NTOA standards.
Oh, really? I'd love to see a copy of that, because I think that's
You can call 213-251-3189, and you can get a copy of the NTOA standards. That's my understanding anyway. And it has a lot of things in there. If you have a female coach, you're forced to take out, if she's hit during her menstrual period, take it out.
Wait a second.
Wait,
that's right. These are the NTOA.
Whoa.
What about a female coach?
To take her tampon out.
Take her what?
Tampon.
What the hell are you
I'm telling you, if you miss a free throw, you've got to remove it.
What are you smoking?
Hey, lady, I don't even think you played sports.
You know what?
No, I'm sorry.
You know what? Why don't you check the roster from 1992 to 96, okay?
What school?
Brigham Young.
I got it right here. Hold on.
You have Brigham Young's book.
I do.
Really? Swimming.
You were on the swimming team, ma'am, at Brigham Young?
Yes, I was.
Hold on for a minute.
Okay, while we take this break, I guess he has the media guides from those years, huh? The swimming team at Brigham Young University?
Yeah.
Hold on for a minute.
I don't know what he's doing. I'm going to just, this is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Austin Amarca. He's a basketball coach, young lady calling in from Brea. She was at Brigham Young. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you have that media guide?
Yeah, I got it right here.
What is he doing? I don't understand.
I think he's...
Pardon me?
I don't know what he's doing.
What are you driving in a car to get it, man? It sounds like, you know.
What?
What are you doing, man? You got it in a. What, you got to go down the mine shaft to get it?
You know something? I think it's a fine how do you do, a great coach like Bobby Knight, and you people are insulting me. Okay? I don't care about my athletes. And this lady.
Huh? You care about your athletes?
Yes, I do.
Really? That's what you do when you care about your athletes. How many athletes have continued to play for you and are playing at the collegiate level, or do they all quit because you're so whack
you
and
right,
they
got
the totally
guys,
disillusioned view of sports?
I got guys licking toilet seats around the clock. And they
around the clock,
it.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
You got a guy right now licking a toilet seat? Have you got a guy right now licking a toilet?
Quick question for you. Why aren't you coaching anymore?
What's that?
Why aren't you coaching anymore? They fired your ass. That's
Forget
why.
About the freaking media guy, man. We don't care. Forget about it. We don't care. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Mr. Remark, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, he's gone.
Okay.
I don't know what he did. He dropped his phone out of a car. He was driving to a mine shaft to get it, whatever. But thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you. That's one of the most bizarre phone calls we've taken on this show in a long time. The guy is, you know, he's out there, whoever that cat was, he's looking for the media guide for Brigham Young University between 1996 and 1992, and because he said he had it right there. What? All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Bobby Knight and his dismissal from the University of Indiana as the head basketball coach as the result of an alleged incident where he grabbed a student after the student said, "Hey, Knight." So this is zero tolerance, and you don't get a second chance. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Okay, Mr. Marca?
Yes, sir.
All right, you hung up on me, and I'm not going to have you do that again.
I apologize.
I've had you on the program. We want to get a coach's perspective on the firing of Bobby Knight. You're a elementary school coach.
Elementary, middle school, yes, sir.
And I want to get your perspective, okay?
I understand that. I'm a very big supporter of Bobby Knight. I really think what he was... Did you ever see the ABC TV show?
Yeah, I got Kung Fu. I heard all about it.
Well, I think that in so many ways, he was a guy... He was like a...
Well, you likened him to some great Zen master.
Yeah, I think that he was self-realized. I believe that Bobby Knight was about to break through to a level of self-realization. I believe that in some ways, what the Hindus may call samadhi, or those who practice Kriya Yoga, a samadhi-like superconscious state, I think Bobby Knight was ready to bust through. I think Bobby Knight was ready to have flashes of Satori, which is...
Where are you getting the Satori and samadhi, man? What do you study it?
Well, I know Satori is a Zen state of enlightenment. And so,
and you really think Bobby Knight is like the Kung Fu master?
Kick it, yeah. Because sometimes you got to beat hell out of a man to show him what's up. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Hanover, Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
To that coach.
How are you?
Good. I would have knocked you the hell out if you'd have made my son lick a commode seat.
I didn't say I made him lick a commode seat.
A toilet seat.
A toilet seat's the same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I would have knocked you out.
Yeah? You and what regimen?
I wouldn't need a regimen. You make my son lick a commode
seat. Hey, man, does he want to learn how to play basketball? Then that's what he's going to do. If you want your son to be sissified, you take him and have him go play YMCA ball.
Hey,
you want that kid to learn?
He can be a man without licking a commode seat.
I ain't talking about being a man. I'm talking about shooting free throws.
What the hell does shooting free throws have to do with licking a toilet?
Let me ask you a question. You know how to play basketball?
Yes, sir, I do.
You know how to shoot free throws?
Yes, sir, I do.
Then you won't have to lick any toilet seats, will you?
And I never did in my whole life, but I didn't start out making every free throw either, and I never licked a toilet seat.
Well, you ain't making free throws now, are you?
I haven't played basketball since high school either.
That's my whole point. If somebody had you licking more toilet seats, you'd be playing pro ball right now instead of running a cab or whatever it is you do. And
you're not going to make a pro player out of a guy just because he's licking toilet seats.
This guy, you play pro ball?
No, I don't.
There you go. That's my point. He don't play pro ball.
Excuse me. Do you play pro ball?
I coach, and I coach at the middle school level.
Do you play pro ball?
No, I don't have to play pro ball.
Then you don't have you licked toilet seats?
I don't have to. I hit free throws.
All right. Thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Grand Island on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is I'm from Grand Island, Nebraska. This coach is
a
sorry son of a bitch. I got to agree with
this. Hey, man, you call me a son of a bitch. I know what I'm doing.
You ain't got a clue what you're doing. You can't figure out a better way to teach kids to shoot free throws than that.
I bet you think Bobby Knight should have been fired, too.
Bobby Knight's had many, many chances.
Bobby Knight
many,
is a
many
master.
Chances.
Really?
Yeah, he's had a lot of chances. He's thrown many a temper tantrum. They put up with him way longer than they should have.
Well, you know what?
He's a hell of a coach.
Do you like basketball? Do you like basketball?
But he's a mindless wonder just like...
You know what? You wouldn't even know basketball.
Well,
no,
I know
Bobby
a lot
Knight.
About basketball.
Yes, you
played
thank,
it, got
you
sisters
can,
coach it. I've got a lot
Bobby
of
Knight
been to many basketball games as you had. Coach,
you
coach
thank,
kids.
Yeah.
There's no way you can coach in the negative like you do.
You lick a bowl? You ever lick a bowl?
Am I what?
Have you ever licked a bull?
No, I'm not going to lick a bull for
well,
crying
brother,
what
I bet you're,
kid.
I bet you're throwing
you
bricks up
to.
There.
You need to.
No, man, I hit my free throws.
You'd be the next one licking the bull.
Hey, dude, I bet you're throwing brick after brick.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I bet you're tossing up some bricks if you ain't ever licked the bull.
Ain't no licking the bowl. You'd be the one licking the bowl.
No, I don't
you're
need to lick the bowl.
You're a sorry excuse for a human being hey. On top of being, obviously, being a piss-poor basketball coach.
Hey, brother, I happen to have teams that are undefeated.
That don't matter. You can't come with results better
games.
Than that. You need help.
Hey, brother, I hit free throws. I ain't throwing bricks up there.
I don't care.
Okay.
You're undefeated every
you
game. That wouldn't matter. There's a point where you got to draw the line.
You either get
you
down on
way
your hands
over
and pray to God or lick a bowl. But you ought to be on your knees doing one of the two.
I think you've been smoking a bowl.
Hey, you know
doing.
Something, brother? I teach these kids how to play basketball, not how to knit.
ain't
thank you.
You ain't
all right, all right,
enough.
Thank you. So now it's all about licking a bowl.
You gotta, otherwise you're throwing up prayer after prayer, brick after brick, clanking shot after shot. If you haven't been reinforced, and Bobby Knight would have let it, that guy wouldn't know nothing about basketball if it wasn't for Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight gave most people their knowledge of basketball. Bobby Knight gave most people their appreciation for basketball. If there hadn't been a Bobby Knight, there wouldn't be a Los Angeles Lakers, okay? So think about, suck on that one.
Bobby Knight started coaching at Indiana in 1971. The Lakers won the world title in that.
Yeah, world title the same year Bobby Knight started coaching. So stick that in your bowl and suck on it. Bobby Knight is a god. He's the god of basketball, and now we don't have him. I say we need more bowl licking around here to make sure these guys get it.
Rose Hill on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a middle school basketball coach in Rose Hill, Kansas. And
yes, sir.
I was just calling to say that this guy is a joke to take
this.
Minute,
what record does your team got?
Actually, my coaching record, which I don't really like to brag about, but right in my young coaching career, I'm 39-6.
Over how many games?
That's
39 plus 6 would be 45.
That's
all
over
right.
Three seasons.
Okay.
You couldn't figure that? You couldn't add that up?
Add what up?
39 plus 6, 45 games.
Okay. What about it? I'm undefeated.
Undefeated? Over how? You sound pretty old. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm in my late 30s.
You're in your late 30s.
Right.
You smoke?
What difference would it make to you if I smoke?
Well, that wouldn't set a good image for middle school kids now, would it?
You know something? As long as my teams get out there and produce, okay? As long as they get out there and score points, what difference does it make?
Do you smoke in front of your players?
Who's asking?
I am, the host of the show.
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. Maybe I enjoy a cigar. You know, Red Auerbach used to light up a victory cigar after they won.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore, do they?
Red Auerbach don't coach no more, but I do.
So you smoke in front of the kids? You think that sets a positive image?
I believe it does.
All right, well, congratulations on your season there, Coach. Here is a Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I think
yes,
this
ma'am.
Guy's, I think this guy's absolutely nuts. Because just, he thinks...
Wait, are you a coach?
I used to coach. Yes, I did.
All right. You ever have anybody lick a bowl?
No, and there's no way I would. Would you have your own son lick a bowl?
Were they tossing bricks up there?
Do you have your son lick a bowl?
Do I have my son lick a bowl?
You're talking about 11, 12, and 13-year-old kids. You are absolutely nuts.
Ma'am, I want to
You think that because you get away with it, it's right? No. And you think that because Bobby Knight got away with it, it's right?
Ma'am, Bobby Knight won 3 NC2A championships. He won an NIT title. He won the Pan American gold and the Olympic gold medal. He won 75%.
So that gives him a ticket to do this absolutely asinine stuff?
The only way you're going to do that is by stuffing a kid in a locker with barely enough air or have him lick a bowl.
That's not true.
Ma'am.
That is totally not true.
See, that's why Bobby's a champion, and you're in Salt Lake City teaching Cub Scouts.
No, I'm not teaching Cub Scouts.
Well,
I actually coach a girls' basketball team in high school.
All right. They ain't
not
exactly going to set the world on fire.
Not the little kids in middle school, but high school.
Well, Bobby Knight won Coach of the Year in the Big Ten. Now,
yeah,
you have
how
to...
Many, how
what
many
about
times
this
have
thing?
You won Coach of the Year?
I was elected Coach of the Year
question.
By the
how
NCAA.
Many lawsuits, how many lawsuits are pending against you?
Look, I had a seventh grader pass out of bounds. He threw a pass out of bounds, and he ended up puking his guts out after I made him shotgun 3 beers. You say that's wrong?
You damn right I say that's wrong.
What's wrong with it?
You had a seventh grader shotgun 3 beers?
Yes.
How old was he?
He was in the seventh grade. I guess about 12.
Seventh grade, 12
yeah.
years old.
Right.
That's nice. And
thank
so you,
you
get away with this stuff, and so you think it's right?
I think it's right to teach these kids how to hit their free throws and not toss bricks up there like like that stinking Utah Jazz. Because you know the Jazz suck. You know that, right? You know
Jazz
that.
Don't suck. Tom Moore could run circles around your
the
lady.
Utah Jazz, their last best hope for a championship was 2 years ago. They got to rebuild those old men. This kid was playing like a drunk, so I made him feel
yeah,
like
those
one.
Those old men can play hell
I
want to
ask you something.
Than some of the young guys coming up.
We had somebody call in. We had somebody call and say, Mr. Amarca, that you pressed a hot iron to a kid's buttocks, and you made him sit on a railroad spike. Is that correct?
It was not a railroad spike. It was a nail gun. And
you had a kid sit on a nail gun?
Absolutely. go.
How are you going to teach a kid to pick and roll?
That's abuse. How many lawsuits do you have pending against you?
I don't have any because the parents appreciate me toughening these kids up and in the process toughening up their rear ends, too.
Well, I'm a parent and I don't appreciate anything that you would do.
I think you
should
do
it. I would mop your ass after a game and kick crap right out of you.
No, you wouldn't. You're a chick.
And
I'm a guy. That's impossible.
And I bet I could, too.
What?
I bet I could, too.
No, you're a woman. I'm a guy.
Wimpy little guy.
No woman can beat up a man. Well, that's physically impossible. Why, the theory of evolution tells you...
Okay, we got it. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're
Mr. Marco, you're the sickest bastard going.
What'd you call me, a sick bastard?
Yeah.
How'd you like to lick a bull?
Yeah, I'll be right up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Anyway, so at the middle school level, they're stuffing kids in lockers. Well, that's great. That'll get them to hit free throws. University of Indiana students, I was watching them on TV, in the paper, actually. I didn't see them on television. I saw some photographs of them. I saw this headline that said, "Fired Knight calms angry students." And I misread the headline. I thought it meant firing Knight calms angry students, meaning by firing Bobby Knight, angry students were calmed. I thought, well, that's logical that students would be angry over the... But naturally, that's not what happened. The students were angry because Bobby Knight got fired, and he had to come out and calm them down. Now, let me just say this with all due respect. University of Alabama and University of Mississippi back in the 60s, I saw a bunch of dumbasses go out there and protest, too. You know, they didn't want no black people going to school with them. Well, I look at these University of Indiana guys, students. I say to myself, back then they had guys with books in one hand and a Confederate flag in the other, which, by the way, is impossible. You can't carry a Confederate flag and have books. One or the other thing, you cannot do both. Otherwise, there's something wrong, you cannot be waving a Confederate flag, carrying books, wrong. That's what they were doing down there. They didn't want to integrate the school, right? Now I'm thinking, well, it's the 1990s, it's the 2000s, it's the whatever it is, the 21st century. Here's these University of Indiana dumbasses, pardon the language, out there hoping that Bobby Knight gets his job back. I have said this before. I need to kind of say this again. Football, basketball, you see, there used to be a guy named Douglas MacArthur, there was Dwight Eisenhower, there was Rommel, there was Pershing, there was Alexander the Great. Those are the guys, Patton, you know, guys like that? Those are the guys who get their faces put on coins, not football and basketball coaches. Those cats are not conquering heroes. They're not military geniuses. They're not war machines. These guys have nothing, absolutely nothing in common with anything relevant to the culture at all. A basketball coach, a football coach, is the same thing as owning a traveling circus. There is no difference. There's no difference to the culture at large between a professional football team or a traveling basketball team and a guy that owns a traveling flea circus. You just go from town to town, and you put out a poster, and you say, "Traveling flea circus, here today, $3, come on in," and break the boredom for 3 hours. It's the same thing. Or you can put up a sign that says, "Basketball game today, University of Indiana," and some dumbass in a red sweater, and it's going to cost you $3. Come on in. There's no difference. It's the same thing. Same thing with basketball. Football's the same. I remember these guys talking about football being a business, and it's a war. And it's not a war, and it ain't a business. It's a bunch of clowns bouncing around on AstroTurf, if they're not lucky. If they're lucky, real grass, for about 3 hours in a Sunday afternoon. You pay your money. You hope to God you see a good ball game. You leave, and the dancing monkeys go off into their cages. And these guys like Bobby Knight, you wonder why there's a guy like that. It's because we think these guys, they think that their kissers belong on a freaking coin. They think that their names belong. We're naming schools and freeways after these guys now. There used to be a time when you would name buildings after presidents, or you'd name like Franklin Roosevelt Boulevard. There's a street in New Orleans, Charles de Gaulle Boulevard, Now it's Don Shula Expressway. There's one in Miami. There's Don Shula Expressway in Miami. There's a Don Shula Expressway in Miami. Because that's it, man. That's all you got down there. Now, what do we got out here? Hey, we got a Steve Garvey Middle School somewhere around here? We do. We got a Steve Garvey Middle School someplace. I think we got a Joe. Don't we have a Joe DiMaggio restaurant? Well, I guess he's entitled. He owns it. Or did. These guys are not military heroes. And football coaches especially, basketball coaches to some degree, but football coaches especially, they think in their fantasy that they're just like some military conqueror. They believe that when they hit the field on Sunday, behind them is the legion that will lead the people to freedom. They think that they've got something in common with, you know, the great military, Grant and Philip Sherman and all those cats. You know, Longstreet. They think they're out there and it's Gettysburg. You guys manage a flea circus. Acrobats. Clowns. High wire act. Trampoline. The bear that goes through the hoop. That's what you guys do for a living. That's the significance that you have to the culture at large. That's what you add to our culture. You guys might as well have a bunch of freaking panda bears rolling around in sawdust. That's all you guys do. 3 hours, man, I spend my money, I bring my kids in, I sit down, I fold my arms across my chest, and I go, entertain me. And if it's any good, bad, I guarantee I won't be back. So, you know, General Longstreet and General Patton and Irwin Rommel and Mark Clark and Dwight Eisenhower and all these great military guys that actually, like, won wars and kept people free and, you know, burned up Nazis and, like, kept the world from going completely haywire. Those guys get buildings named after them and they have their kisses on a coin. Joe Paterno don't, especially with a face like his. And that guy's, what, 73 going on 109? He's lost 2 ball games. You know, I'm sure he's a nice guy, and I don't mean to be cruel, but, you know, the guy, you know, either the game's passed him by, or for whatever reason he sucks. Hey, you know what? The guy, 30 years, gave us some good entertainment there at Penn State. Fantastic. Move him out. Get a new guy in there. Get him out to pasture. He can sit on a front porch. He can sit in a rocking chair. Some guy from Sports Illustrated can come out, get his whole life story down on tape, man. We'll see some really cool things on ESPN Classic. Maybe a big, long piece done by NFL Films. That's the end of that, okay? It's entertaining. I flip that stuff on while I'm waiting for my wife to get ready so I can take her out to dinner. That's when I watch that crap. And the music that you're watching the NFL. What is this, Gallipoli all of a sudden? On a steel gray day. John Facenda, I bet you he was 3'2". And everybody's all shocked because Bobby Knight acted like, you know, the way that he did. I mean, this is the culture, that's the cloth the guy's cut from. Don't get shocked. That's just the way it is. And Bobby, wherever you are, man, nice going, okay, but your kisser ain't getting on any coin either, and they won't name no street after you. Well, I take that back. They probably already have. If they name a street after Bobby Knight, they're going to name one after me. One street after Bobby Knight, I get my name right next to it. I belong on a coin. Hey, could we do that? Would you work that out? Call the Mint. See if they'll get a $5 bill with my face on it. What about that? It's the Phil Henry Show.